Welcome to the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. Joining us today is Dina Karamanovich with Quality Marble and Stone in Perry. The Perry Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon cutting event on Friday for the business. So Dina, there was just a ribbon cutting. Tell us about Quality Marble and Tile.
Sure. So the business started in 2001 after my dad had worked and, you know, fallen in love with tile and granite, and he decided that he could do this by himself. And so he opened the business in 2001 all the way on 2nd Avenue in Des Moines. And it was some years later, probably before 2010, that we ended up moving to Grimes. And we've been in Grimes since that day. We still have a showroom in Grimes. And in 2018, we purchased this property here in Perry and have been in Perry. Our fabrication shop has been in Perry since 2018. So,
all right, and what do you do?
So we fabricate granite countertops and quartz countertops as well. Any natural stone for countertops themselves. And then we also, in the recent years, have decided to do more of like a porcelain type of a shower. So instead of doing tile, it would be like a whole sheet that goes into your shower to eliminate the grout joints and all of that.
And where does the stone come from?
All over the world. A lot of it comes from Italy, Brazil, all over the world. I think there's a few of them mined even here in the United States that are not as pretty as all the other ones, but we do have some that are mined here in the States as well. I believe Wisconsin does some, and I want to say Missouri.
You have a showroom in Grimes.
Grimes, correct, yes.
And you're going to have an opening there.
We are having an opening there on September 21st at 4 p.m.
Tell me about your family's history and what brought you ultimately to Perry.
Oh, well, we just wanted to be given another opportunity to start kind of a smaller facility than what we had in the prior years in Grimes. The facility we had in Grimes before was extremely large, and we did a lot of commercial jobs at that point, and we just kind of wanted to downsize a little bit and get more to being more of a family business rather than chasing the commercial structure. So Perry was the perfect fit for that.
And your family wasn't originally from the United States?
Correct. We originally are from Bosnia. So it's been a long, long journey of ours to even make it here to Perry.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure it's longer than we can talk about here, but how old were you when you came over?
I believe I was 8 or 9.
Okay, so do you remember much about Bosnia? That wasn't a good place to be at that time.
We lived in Germany before.
Okay.
So my childhood was spent majority of in Germany, but we've traveled back ever since then. Even when we lived in Germany, we've went to visit, so I do definitely remember a lot of Bosnia and the culture, and I speak the language fluently, so yeah, we've definitely held on to that heritage.
And why did your parents leave with you?
There was a war. Yeah, so it was either to stay or to decide to pack and, you know, give ourselves a new opportunity to see other parts of the world and maybe have a better future and have a better life.
What are the major differences about the United States? Was it hard to get used to? Well, you were a kid, so it was probably real hard at first, but then you just adapted.
I didn't care. As long as I was with Mom and Dad, to me, it was all fine. I know they tell stories all the time about being in a different environment. Like, the food tasted different, and, you know, there was a little bit of culture shock probably, too. But overall, I didn't see very much struggling. Like, my parents they have a vision, and they see that vision, and they go for that vision. I feel like no matter what country we were at, because the same thing happened in Germany. You know, we didn't really... They just kind of saw it and did the thing.
Well, one of the things that was fun for me was first your mom and dad's energy, and then your dad led the tour, and he loved telling the story of the shop.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an absolute joy to talk about it. I mean, when you come and you don't have much, and then you turn it into everything and you make that your whole life, and to be able to be proud of it, to say, yeah, absolutely, I did that from nothing, from hand tools. I remember my mom, my dad and uncle in the back of the original house when we first moved to the United States, and they had like gallon jugs with water hoses, and I had no idea what they were doing. They looked like scientists to me. But here we are now with all the tools. Instead of using the gallon jugs, they're actually using the tools to make the water go and to keep it wet so that the polishing can be done on the granite. So it's just been a, which is why he enjoys talking about it, just the, that joy and that pleasure of, you know, successfully building a business from gallon jugs to millions of dollars later.
Yeah, lots of fine state-of-the-art equipment.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and an artistry on its own. Kind of one that we're maybe losing a little bit with the new modern, you know, CNC machines and all of that stuff.
And the CNC machines are the ones that, you know, the computer does it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your dad was fun in the sense that I was talking with him, and then he wanted to show me everything.
Yeah.
And I said, I can wait till everybody else, and you can, and then you can show me with them. And he said, No, I'm going to show you now.
Show you now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His energy.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing with having this be a family business. We want to treat everyone who comes through the doors as family. So, you know, regardless of what you're getting, a small countertop or a big kitchen or a big project, it always feels like, you know, we want to give and offer a quality product, hence the name. We want to offer a product that is equivalent to that which we would have in our own house.
That was today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.